Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. With rapidly improving technology, physical anthropologists are able to determine more and more about early human ancestors by examining their fossilized bones. Daryl DeRuyter, associate professor of anthropology at Texas A&M University, reveals what he has learned from analyzing microscopic particles of food stuck to ancient teeth.
Dietary adaptations are crucial for the survival of any species, including fossil australopiths, our earliest human ancestors. We had previously established that the diets of australopiths consisted largely of forest-based foods, but with a significant component derived from the grasslands of Africa, unlike what we see in modern chimpanzees. We hypothesized that the dietary variability that we saw in australopiths, this ability to consume a wide variety of resources beyond those exploited by chimpanzees, might represent a fundamental evolutionary adaptation that allowed our ancestors to become so successful in ancient Africa. Most recently, we examined the diet of a new species of australopith that we discovered in South Africa, Australopithecus sediba, to see how it compared with what we knew of other australopiths. We employed a variety of techniques, including studying microscopic scratches found on their teeth, as well as the chemical composition of those same teeth. We even recognized microscopic plant parts that were embedded in the calculus or plaque that built up on their teeth. What we found was a diet rich in things like leaves, fruits, wood, and bark, alongside grasses and sedges. This diet was more similar to that of a savanna chimpanzee than anything we had seen before. On the one hand, this is not surprising since we share a common ancestry with chimpanzees, but on the other hand, it is quite surprising since we have never before seen such a chimpanzee-like diet in an australopith. Paradoxically, this chimpanzee-like diet has demonstrated that the dietary adaptations of australopiths were even more diverse than we had previously established, being both similar to and yet very different from those of chimpanzees, and has further expanded our understanding of the early hominid dietary repertoire.
That was Daryl DeRuyter of Texas A&M University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Show me your teeth, tell me when. Show me your teeth, open your